This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Would it be possible for a priest to be saved?
Sure. All he's got to do is repent of Roman Catholicism and trust in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of his sins without adding any works and things like that. He could be saved like anybody else. This is my official belief. Any Roman Catholic priest who dies believing official Roman Catholic theology simply enters into eternal damnation.
Number 5.
I heard you a couple days ago talk about that Jesus drank wine. Could you explain that?
Sure. He would drink wine in the Lord's Supper, which was Passover, which was instructed by the Lord to have Passover, which was wine. And so he would participate in this. His first miracle was making wine.
Always thought that Jesus never drank wine or alcohol or anything.
No. In fact, he was accused of hanging out with the gluttons and the wine bibbers. Well, you can't do that. You wouldn't do that because they have Jesus. Often they have a misunderstanding of who he is and what he will do. People say, just like the people in the Bible did, I forgot the verse, but they'll say, oh, he hangs out with tax gatherers, drunkards, and things like this. Well, because he's reaching out to them is what he's doing. People say, yeah, but he never drank. Sure, he did.
Number 4.
The unbelievers are better off. They're smarter than you guys are because what he's doing is rebuking the Jews. You don't even get it. They do. And it's smart for them to worry about what's coming. This is, I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness so that when it fails, they'll receive you into eternal dwellings. What he's talking about here is you make sure you make it into heaven. Even the unrighteous people are smarter than you are. You're not even worried about it because you're sitting there thinking you're making it by your own works, your own law, your own this, your own that. It's a condemnation of the Jews, and it's a declaration about the necessity of obtaining salvation, basically, no matter what. This parable has been used by unbelievers through the centuries to show that Christianity can't be true, because why would Jesus teach that this guy's theft and lying was good? He was saying he's shrewd. That's what he's praising, because the contrast of eternal torment, damnation, salvation is what's at stake. That's why he says you'll be received into eternal dwellings, because Jesus is talking about this whole thing has to do with eternity. That's what's going on.
Number 3.
Why, despite his wisdom, did Solomon fall into sin?
His wisdom he wanted in relationship to people. And the ultimate desire that we should have is not of wisdom, but of fellowship and intimacy with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. When David was asked by God what he wanted, David says, one thing I've asked of God, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's the one thing that David wanted, and he's praised. Solomon said, wisdom. Well, he got wisdom, but what does wisdom gain you? Ultimately, it's futility. This is why he even writes, all is futile. You know, everything's vain, vanity of vanity. Even in his great wisdom, he did not understand the most important thing is not wisdom, but relationship with God himself.
Number 2.
And so Solomon desired to have this ability to be able to relate to people properly. David, who had Uriah murdered, who went to bed with Bathsheba. You know, he had her, and then he had their husband killed, and he lied, and he got exposed about this. And of course, he came to repentance. And God says, he's a man after my own heart. It's not because of his sin, but because of his relationship desire that he had with God. Sometimes when I pray, I don't want to ask for anything. I ask for salvation of others and intercession for my wife and her healing and things like that. But when it comes to myself, I don't want to ask because I don't have the wisdom to know what to ask. I want God and his wisdom to give me what I need. Now, ultimately, I know the most important thing is my relationship with God. So when I pray, I sometimes say, Lord, I'm not asking. I just want you to do whatever you desire. I want you to decide. So if God were to appear to me and say, Matt, I'll give you anything you want, just ask. I'm on my knees saying, whatever you want. I just want to be with you. That's my ultimate, just to be with you. That's the difference. This is why Solomon fell into great sin.
Number
because ultimately wisdom is even futile before God.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.